as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the courthouse at the county seat, waiting for the day's proceedings in the Pearl trial to begin. Listen.
Are you nervous, Lum?
Why, no. Why should I be?
Feller's
been around law courts for as many years as I have. Don't get nervous just because he's going to take the witness stand.
Well, you sure sound like you're nervous, catching your breath there like some youngin' in swimming out of season.
No, my voice is just changing, I think.
Changing?
Yeah, I'm getting younger all the time.
Oh, for goodness sake. You better go home and put on a pair of rompers if you're getting that young. I'll tell you that right now.
Dolphus,
I've never seen nothing like you.
I ain't nervous. Just quit bothering me.
Well, you ought to be nervous, I'll tell you that. Seems to me you'd be awful self-unconscious, sitting up there on that witness stand, all the jurymen thinking you're a kind of a varmint that goes around bribing other witnesses.
Well, when I get through testifying today, them folks will know good and well I ain't the kind of a fella that bribe anybody.
They will. How about Cedric getting up there and saying you give him $4? How are you going to get around that?
Well, that was a mistake. I loaned Cedric $4 to buy some tennis shoes with.
I know you did, Lum. Don't look at me. I ain't accusing you of bribing him, but I say the Germans all think that you bribed him. That's the reason they're going to have you tried for it.
Well, I can explain all that. I ain't worried about that. Of course, they never asked Cedric what I gave him the $4 for.
I know it. If they had, then they'd have known that you weren't bribing him, that you just loaned him the money, but they never ask him that. Bogus, look at them Germans up there. That's the meanest looking bunch of varmints I ever seen in my whole life.
I don't like to look at them, even.
And another thing, Lum, when you get up there on that witness stand, you can't testify about that bribing business. This is a Pearl trial. Your bribery trial don't come up till later on, you said.
Yeah, but you watch what I do. Every chance I get, I'm going to throw in something about what an honest feller I am.
Every chance you get?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, oh, what an honest fellow?
That's right, in all my dealings and all that.
Well, how bogus can you do that so long?
Well, of course I can.
Well, them witnesses we put on the stand the other day, they started to say a batch of other junk, and the judge finally made them answer the questions with just yes or no.
Well, that's about all he could do with a witness like Doc Withers. He gets off the subject all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm smart about this legal junk.
Well, how are you going to tell him that?
I can throw it in without the judge ever catching on. I'll be defending myself in both trials at one time, and nobody will ever know it.
Well, if they don't know it, what's the use of doing it then?
Well, I mean, wait a minute, there comes our lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Look,
I want to remind him again to ask me questions that'll give me a chance to tell how honest I am.
Yeah, well, don't go too far now. Get yourself into more trouble now, Lum.
I ain't going to get in no trouble.
I just hope none of them Germans has ever traded horses with you. That's what I hope.
Why?
Well, you can't stand up there and say you're honest. They've ever swapped horses with you.
I never told nobody no story about a horse in my life.
Well, now, Lum, you don't come right out flat-footed and tell a story that you zaggerate off of that.
Zaggerate?
Why, sure you do.
I never told nobody nothing in my life it wasn't so.
Yeah, is that right? How about the time you traded off that blind horse you had?
Well, I told the feller he was blind.
Well, you never done it now, Lum.
I never come right out flat-footed and said he's blind. I said he never looked very good.
That's what I'm saying. You zaggerate all the time. Now, don't go too far and get yourself into more trouble.
It ain't possible for me to get into more trouble than I'm in right now.
Yeah, be careful.
Morning, Mr. Walford.
Good morning. Good morning.
Uh-oh.
You're all primed to testify, Lum?
Yeah, and don't forget to give me a lot of opportunities to tell what an upstanding, honest man I am.
Well, all right. I thought we'd pretty well covered that, and we put Dr. Withers on as a character witness for you.
Well, I don't know how good that turned out, though.
Yeah, about all that proved was that Doc was a character.
And when you come right down to it, there ain't nobody that knows me as good as I do.
Or anybody that's got a better opinion of yourself than you.
Yeah.
Or anybody that tells it as good as you do.
That's right.
Or as often.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll worry about the bribery charge later on. What we've got to do now is win this first race, trial.
Yeah, but if we don't do something to change the German's mind about me being a briber, we ain't going to win this first trial.
Well, you just leave that to me. I'm hoping we can get a preliminary hearing on the bribery case before this trial goes to the jury.
And I hope so.
Let's see here. I'm going to run over a few notes I jotted down in regard to the questions I'm going to ask you. Might be good for both of us to refresh our memories.
Well, I know what I'm going to say.
Let's see here. Lady Lucille in the fourth, CD jacket. Wrong note.
Hey, wait a minute. There comes the judge. You better hush up.
Please rise. Circuit Court, County Polk, State of Arkansas, nine cases. Judge Pollock and Ray. Be seated.
Well, here we go again. Counsel for the defense may continue presenting witnesses.
Thank you, Your Honor. We would like to call Mr. Lum Edwards.
Lum Edwards, to the witness stand.
Yes, sir.
Be careful now, Lum. Don't go too far.
Raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth?
I do.
State your name.
Honest Lum Edwards.
Ah.
Be seated.
Mr. Edwards, in previous testimony, you have stated that you are one of the owners of the Meadowlark Restaurant in Pine Ridge. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. One thing about me, I always tell the truth. That's why I'm known as Honest Lum Edwards.
You have also heard testimony to the effect that one of the plaintiffs, Mr. Stimp, came into your restaurant and with the other plaintiff, Mr. Spears, as his guest, ordered some oysters on the half shell. Do you agree with those statements?
Well, not...
I merely have reference to the facts I just now stated. Are they true?
Well, yeah.
When Mr. Skimp ordered those oysters, did he pay for them at that time?
No, sir, he did not.
Did he pay for them at any time?
No, sir, he did not.
I object.
Why? That's a perfectly legitimate question.
That's misleading testimony.
Well, did he pay?
No.
Gentlemen, the court will rule on these matters. Counsel's objection is overruled.
Mr. Edwards, did Mr. Skimp find any pearls in the oysters he ordered?
No, sir, he never.
Did Mr. Skimp find a pearl in any of the oysters he ordered for himself or for anybody else?
No, he never found nothing.
That's a fine line.
All right, then. Now, where was the pearl found?
In Grandpap's plate of oysters.
By Grandpap, you have reference to Mr. Spears?
Yeah, that's his name.
Did Mr. Spears recognize the pearl as such when it was discovered in the oyster?
No, he just thought it was a rock and sent the plate back.
Did you offer it to him a second time?
Well, he tried to, but he yelled, "Take it away."
And what did you do?
Well, we taken it away. In Honest Lum Edwards' restaurant, the customer's always right. That's another reason I'm known as Honest Lum and got such a reputation for being so upstanding in all my dealings.
I object to the irrelevant statement to the witness.
Objection sustained. Mr. Edwards, you stated that the pearl was found in the plate of oysters served to Mr. Spears. Did Mr. Spears at any time pay for those oysters?
No, sir, not a cent.
Did he make any offers to pay?
If you know Grandpap at all, you know the answer is no.
I'll amen that. I object. You keep out of this, Grandpap.
Order. Let's have order, please.
Mr. Edwards, you say that when the pearl was found, Mr. Spears thought it was a rock. Who discovered that it was a pearl?
Well, it was Doc Withers.
And how did it happen that this person you refer to as Doc Withers was in the restaurant at that time?
Why, he was washing dishes for us.
In other words, he was an employee of the Meadowlark restaurant. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. I just one or two more questions now. Were you ever, at any time, in the business of selling pearls?
Why, no. I'm just an honest storekeeper and restaurant man, upstanding in all my dealings.
Did you at any time advertise pearls for sale at your restaurant?
Why, no.
Did you ever have any intention of selling pearls there?
No, sir.
As far as you know, did anyone, including Mr. Skimp or Mr. Spears, have any intention of purchasing pearls in your restaurant?
No, sir, I know they never, and I'm honest.
All right, that's all. Your witness, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. You better quit right now.
Order!
Mr. Edwards, did I understand you to speak your name as Honest Lum Edwards?
Yes, sir. That's me. Upright in all my dealings.
Is that your real name?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Is that the official name you go under? Is that the name on your birth certificate?
No.
What is the name on your birth certificate?
Well, I don't know where it's at, but the name on that was Columbus Edwards.
Have you ever had your name officially changed in any court of law to Honest Lum Edwards?
Well, no.
Well, then that isn't your real name, is it?
Well, that's just what folks call.
You didn't answer my question. Honest Lum Edwards is not your real name, is it?
Well, no.
I object. Objection overruled.
In other words, when you took the witness stand and when you were asked to state your name, you did not tell the truth. Is that correct?
Well, overruled.
Mr. Edwards, you were aware, were you not, that you were under oath when you took the witness in?
Yes, sir, I know that.
But evidently, that didn't prevent you from telling an untruth.
in regard to your name for the purpose of influencing the jury concerning your character.
I object. The witness's name is not that important to the case or his testimony.
Just saying. Mr. Edwards, in your testimony, you stated that folks called you Honest Lum. Is that correct?
Well,
Did you say that or didn't you?
Yes, sir, I said it.
Who are these folks who call you Honest Lum?
Well, different folks around.
But who are they? Can you name any of them?
Well,
Remember now, you're under oath, and you can call in any of these so-called folks to verify your testimony.
I object. Overruled.
Can you name just one person who has ever called you that?
Yes, sir, I can.
Who?
Me.
In other words, the only person who has ever referred to you as Honest Lum is yourself.
Well, yeah, but I know that's what lots of folks think about me, and even though they never come
really,
out...
Really, I submit to the court that I find no reason to question this witness further, inasmuch as his testimony, on his own admission, appears unreliable. And therefore, I have no more questions to ask of Mr. Honest Lum Edwards.
Well, I wonder if honesty is always the best policy.